You're listening to SBS News.
The financial pressures in the economy are being felt by everyone, but the squeeze has hit food delivery, parcel delivery and rideshare operators harder than most. Alyssa Abdul Wahib came to Australia from Malaysia and she's been riding her moped to deliver food for the past 2 years. She says the rising cost of living means she's now working harder than ever.
But last year I should be working like 3 days of 1 day and working back. But nowadays I should be working for 7 days and then I just working for 1 month, 2 months and then take day off.
Ms. Abdul Wahib is one of many migrant workers finding it tough to make ends meet in the gig economy. Labor Senator for New South Wales, Tony Sheldon, says the fact the industry is so reliant on newly arrived workers is another reason for greater regulation.
Often migrant workers that have been treated as second-class citizens, and I wouldn't even say second-class, third-class. We've got a situation in this economy at the moment where gig workers have been treated as Uncle Sam's sweatshops purely to make a dollar for some faraway country whilst exploiting not only hard-working transport companies, but importantly, those workers that work within this gig industry.
A McKell Institute survey of 1,000 transport workers has been released, with transport workers' union leaders and gig economy representatives lobbying at Parliament House, pushing for greater regulation of the industry. The survey showed 95% of them want better conditions and more protections in place to keep their jobs. It also revealed that 76% feel they are paid poorly for the work they do, and 65% are worried about not earning while sick or injured. And almost half say they fear having their accounts deactivated or suspended. The reliance on apps and algorithms underpin the industry, but it can take its toll on the workers that rely on them, says the National Secretary of the Transport Workers Union, Michael Caine.
It's as Orwellian as it sounds. It is dehumanising. Workers, sometimes without explanation at all, are kicked off the app by an algorithm. And to get back on the app, they sometimes spend weeks, and their first port of call is often artificial intelligence. They're chatting with a bot to try and get their work and their livelihoods back on track.
Uber still dominates the marketplace, even more so after Deliveroo closed down the Australian arm of its business in November last year. Uber told SBS News it believes workers' pay and conditions can be improved while protecting their freedom to choose when they work. In a statement, Uber said,
"Flexibility and better conditions can coexist, and to suggest otherwise is a disservice to the people who matter most, Australia's gig workers. The freedom to choose how and when to work is a cornerstone of the gig economy."
The demise of Deliveroo here in Australia means there are fewer bigger players in the industry, and that's making life harder for those that are out on the streets trying to earn a living. For Ms. Abdul Wahib, it means she's not only got to work longer hours, she's got to juggle the many apps she's using to continue to make enough money and ensure her income stream is protected if she's shut out of a platform by an algorithm she has no control over.
2 days for Uber, so another day when I finish my quest, I'm using DoorDash and Menulog because inflation, all the thing is going up. So we need to pay our rent, our motorcycle fuel. So we need to working more hours for our life here.
Last year, Uber and DoorDash signed agreements with the Transport Workers Union to support the creation of an independent body to set safety and pay standards for gig workers. But today's research into the industry comes just a week after Uber began an advertising campaign against proposed changes that would allow the Fair Work Commission to set minimum paying conditions for gig workers. John Baldock, SBS News.